Thanks so much for joining us today. Our hope and prayer is that God will use this message powerfully in your life and that it'll bring you closer to Him. If you'd like more information about our church, or if you'd like to hear more messages, you can visit vibechurch.com or download our app. Now get ready to receive a word from the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? Everybody got it? All right. All right. Hey, listen, if this is your first time to Vive, if you're watching online, give us a shout out. But if you're in your car, would you just turn your flashers on so we could see who you are? We're so glad that you're here this morning and being a part of the service. And this is a bit different. And great to have everybody who's here for the first time. I tell you what, it's a bit intimidating preaching to a bunch of cars. But I do see some faces, all right? And so it is good to see you here. And I know there's a lot of people watching online. You're at home, and that's awesome. And we're so glad that you're a part of the service. We've got a couple things going on I'll mention at the end. But we've been in this series of messages over the last 3 or 4 weeks called The Balancing Act. And one thing I've learned is that life is really all about keeping balance, right? It's all about keeping balance, and it's hard. It's very difficult for us to balance the things in our life, things like time, money, family, work, even play. Like those of you who like to play all the time, right? Like me, not really. I get accused of it, but it's hard for us to keep the balance in our lives. It's a real struggle, and we've addressed some of those things over the last couple of weeks. But this week I found myself balancing something that I don't normally think about. You know, it's something that we all balance, but it's something that I really have never given much thought to, but I found it to be to just right in my face. And you know, in January, our president issued a travel ban with China, and then you know, just a few weeks after that, I was on a plane and with a group of people over in Costa Rica on a missions trip, and not really thinking much about it. Got back, and just March 11th, I remember watching the news, and the NBA announced we're canceling all of our games for the rest of the year. Like, whoa, this thing's getting real. What? The NBA? What? What's happening? And then things just started getting canceled. The Major League Baseball canceled all of their games. And, you know, things started shutting down. And just in the last week, we've seen schools shut down for the rest of the year, going now to online schooling. We've seen churches shut down and not gathering together. We've watched businesses shut down and things going on around. We've watched countries that have just locked down. And man, there's a lot happening. And now I consider myself a person of faith. You know, I believe I've got faith, and my faith is strong. But this week, I've had to wrestle with something that I don't think about very often. But I've had to balance between fear and faith, because when you hear things that are going on, when you watch things that are going on, it's real easy to get caught up in the fear of what's happening. And so I've realized this week for me, a balance between fear and faith. This message wasn't actually a part of the series, but I realized this week, man, this is something that I've had to balance. And I'll bet everybody watching, I'll bet everybody that's here this morning, I'll bet it's something you've had to balance. And I don't know how well you've balanced it. Maybe you've kind of gone a little to one side or the other, but it's definitely something that we have to balance. Now, being a person of faith, being people of faith, being people who trust God and have a relationship with Jesus, faith is such a huge part of our relationship with God, right? Faith is not a religious practice, though, that we engage in, but it's really the lifeblood of our relationship with God. Faith is that arm that reaches out to take hold of the things that God has for us. We're saved through faith. We're healed through faith. We're delivered through faith. And faith is really more than just believing in something that you can't see. Faith is a process. It's listening, it's trusting, it's obeying. I think one of the most important Bible verses when it comes to faith is found in Hebrews chapter 11. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Another translation puts it like this: faith is hope supported with substance. See, it's not just a faith in our faith. It's not a blind faith, but our faith has substance. Faith is the hope, is hope supported with substance and infused, goes on to say, infused with convincing proof. There's evidence. See, our faith isn't empty. It's not faith in faith. But it's faith in something that is solid, that we can build our lives on. God has revealed himself to us in such a powerful way, and in so many ways, God has revealed himself to us. And so this is the foundation. This is that that thing that holds us. And so that's the kind of faith that we're talking about this morning. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And so faith is trust. It's such a vital part and component of our relationship with God. We're people of faith. We're people of faith. And I this week I found myself not just saying it to myself, but also talking to people as I've fielded, you know, phone calls and conversations and just talking through. You can hear the anxiety and the concern and just talking through things. And just a reminder, you know, we're people of faith. We believe God, but our faith has a formidable foe. Our faith is opposed by something. And it's called fear. See, fear is here's the dictionary version definition of fear. Fear is a distressing negative sensation induced by a perceived thought. It's a distressing negative sensation induced by a perceived threat. Now, not all fear is wrong. It's not all fear is bad. I have a real fear of snakes. Anybody else? If you fear snakes, give me a honk. Give me a shout out on Facebook, right? You hear all those? Nobody like, well, some people like snakes. Some people have snakes as pets. Y'all are crazy. I don't do snakes. I don't care if they're non-venomous. Certainly don't do venomous. I remember one time I was working in Florida. I'd just gotten married. I was working out doing construction, and we were out in the middle of nowhere, me and another guy doing electrical work. And I took during lunch break, I walked out and just following deer tracks. I like to hunt, and so I was just, you know, following these deer tracks. All of a sudden, I heard this. I was like, oh, that doesn't sound good. And I looked over, and there was a rattlesnake. It had to have been at least 2.5 inches round. Biggest snake I've ever seen in real person, and scared me to death. Not all fear is bad. For me in that moment, I was out of there. I actually ran. I lost all the tools in my tool belt. I had to go back with a shovel and get them. It was kind of crazy. But listen, fear is something that the enemy uses in our lives if kept unchecked. I'm not talking about our fear of snakes this morning, or spiders or rats. You know, I don't like rats either. You know, I'm not talking about those kind of things. I'm talking about something that paralyzes us, because fear has an ability to paralyze us and to keep us from moving forward in life. It can put us into a prison. I heard a statement this week that I thought was so true. Fear is more contagious than any virus. I think one of the things we've seen this week is the fear that has gripped people's hearts. It's real fear. I understand it. I understand, you know, but when fear is unchecked, it can be a very dangerous thing. Now, I don't like to go shopping, period. But I had to go to the store this week and get a few groceries, get some things. Someone asked me to pick up some chicken of all stuff. And so I'm in the store and I'm getting some chicken, and as soon as I walked into the store, you could just feel it. You could feel the anxiety and the fear in the store. I was like, wow. You know, I mean, I walked in just bebopping into the store and whistling. I was like, whoa, what's going on? I'm seeing people with their grocery carts all piled up and you know, you've seen it. You watched it, and, you know, we all have toilet paper. Everybody got toilet paper? Give me a honk if you got enough toilet paper. Yeah. All right, cool. If you don't, we got toilet paper here at the church. Since we're not allowed to meet, we don't have that much. But anyway, if you need some, please don't go without toilet paper. But all joking aside, listen, fear is something that's very real. And what we're seeing in some situations is you know, we walk into a situation, into a store, and all of a sudden we feel like, well, I better get my toilet paper. Well, I better get my bottle of water. Well, I better get my meat. I better get my this, and I better get that. And we get caught up in that. And it's a very real thing that happens to us. Fear is that opponent of our faith, and it opposes us. And fear is a root structure for other destructive things in our lives. Think about this. Addictions are rooted in fear. Destructive habits are rooted in fear. Obsessions, compulsions, those are all rooted in fear. We say things like, I'm afraid and I don't, dot, 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 or I'm afraid and I do, dot, dot, dot. You fill in the blanks. What is it that motivates you or drives you because of fear? 2 Timothy 1:7 says this, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. See, God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but He's given us sound mind. He's given us power and love. I believe we can be an agent of change in our culture, in our communities, in our world. I believe wherever we go, we can be a calming effect. When I was in the store and I just had a few items. I mean, I was just like a couple packs of chicken. And so I'm just kind of standing in line, and there was a lady in front of me, and you could tell she was just super, super freaking out, you know, and embarrassed, and she kept apologizing, you know, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. You know, she's got the cart heaped up, and you know she doesn't shop like that normally. And I just told her, I said, ma'am, it's okay, but take your time. I'm in no hurry, you know, you're good. And it was just a calming agent. I mean, she was just calmed and relieved that you know, that we weren't, you know, I wasn't trying to push her or make her feel bad. I think that we can speak life into people if we'll look for those opportunities. See, fear has its origins in Genesis chapter 3. It was never part of God's original plan. It was never part of what He originally planned for our lives. Let's look at it in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 through 10. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as He was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Here you got Adam and Eve, and prior to this, you know, I don't know what it looked like. I have no idea, you know, how this looked, but Adam and Eve experienced this relationship with God, a very intimate personal relationship with God prior to the fall, prior to them saying, you know what, God, I can do this on my own. I don't trust you. You know, I got it. I'm going to control my own destiny. Prior to all that, they enjoyed this great intimate personal relationship with Him. But something changed. See, sin opened the door to something sinister, something that you know, is just can grip our hearts and paralyze us. And so what happened is that they hid themselves. They hid from the Lord. They were hiding. But the Lord God called to man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden." "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And so here you see Adam and Eve just being fearful and afraid and hiding because of the sin that was in their lives. And you know what? We've been hiding ever since. Fear causes us to hide. Fear grows where faith is removed. You pull faith out of the equation, and fear fills that empty space. But faith grows where God is present. And as we introduce the Lord into situations, as we bring conversation around the Lord and His faithfulness and His ability to hear us and to take care of us, it brings an environment where faith can grow. So faith grows where God is present. There's a great story in Daniel, in the book of Daniel. It's a book in the Old Testament. And Daniel was a young man. He was a young Jewish man, young person. And he, along with other people, other young people, were taken into exile into Babylon when Israel was conquered by the nation of Babylon. And so these young people were taken off into exile into the country of Babylon. And Daniel records in this book some of the things that happened. Not everything, but a lot of the things that happened during that exile, and especially surrounding him and a couple of his friends. Now, there were more than just four people that were taken into exile, but three other people that were taken into exile. And maybe you've heard the story before, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And now that's not their Hebrew names. It's actually their Babylonian names. But there were three young people who were also taken into captivity, into exile. And while they're in Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar builds a monument and an idol, a huge idol, and commands all the people to bow down to that idol. And they, Nebuchadnezzar strikes up the band, the folks fall down to their knees and they start worshiping the idol. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are standing firm. They're not bowing down. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you were like the odd person out. Maybe, some kind of situation where everybody else was doing it, but you weren't. And you said, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing. Maybe it's, hey, everybody's telling dirty jokes and I'm not going to laugh at those. I'm not going to take, a hit off the joint. I'm not going to drink that thing. I'm not going to do whatever it is, but you find yourself where you're the odd person. You're the one standing out. And here's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, thousands of people all around them on their faces worshiping this idol. And they're standing there, crickets chirping. And then all of a sudden people start looking up and saying, uh-oh. What are you doing? What's going on? And so then King Nebuchadnezzar orders them to be brought to him. And he has this conversation with them. And he says to them in Daniel chapter 3, verse 15, he says, now, when you hear the sound, he's going to give them one more chance. I'm going to give you one more chance. All right. He says, now, when you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipe, and all kinds of music. In other words, when I strike up the band, if you're ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? And so here they are. They're put in this situation and pressured again to bow down. The fear that is on them to do this because, if you don't cave into this fear, it's going to be bad for you. And verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, throwing a little respect there, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold that you have set up. What a powerful story. Listen, I want to tell you this morning, if you don't remember anything that I had to say this morning, remember this. Faith is not the absence of fear, it's the defiance of fear. See, listen, what we're not saying this morning, what I'm not saying to you this morning is that we ignore what's going on in our world. I get it. There's some crazy stuff going on in our world. I don't have the answers. I don't know what's happening, but I do know that God is in control. See, faith is not the absence of fear. Some people would want you to believe that faith is just ignoring the things around you. Just ignore your sickness. Just ignore your circumstance. Ignore it. Just keep living life like, you know, it's not an ignoring of it. It's not an absence of fear, but it's a defiance of fear in our lives. We're not going to bow to fear. We're not going to cave into it. We're not going to be motivated. We're not going to be driven. We're not going to be controlled by fear. We're going to be people of faith. We're keeping that balance in our lives. Cancer, I see you. But the Lord is my healer. Amen? Some of you need to hear that. It's not a matter of ignoring it. It's I see you. I see you, cancer, but the Lord is my healer. Debt, I see you, but my God shall supply all my needs. Separation, divorce, I see you, but what God has joined together, no man can separate. Anxiety, I see you, but greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. COVID-19, I see you, but I know that whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. See, faith isn't the absence of fear, it's the defiance of it. We look it right in the eyes and say, you know what? My God is bigger. My God is greater. This morning, what we're talking about is just balancing. Balancing life, balancing faith and being people of faith, but also fear and what's going on around us and what is very obvious. It's a very real threat. See, faith isn't the absence of that fear, but it's the defiance of it. Amen? I don't know what it is that you're afraid of. I don't know what it is that's going on in your life, but I do know that God is greater. Amen. This didn't catch him by surprise. He didn't wake up and say, oh my goodness, look, Donald Trump, you know, closed off our borders. You know, he's not surprised by what's happening in our world. He wasn't watching the news and discovered that the NBA canceled their games for the rest. God is in control. And here's the question this morning is, in balancing fear and faith, the balance between our fear and faith is where I put my trust. See, our trust is that fulcrum. It's the fulcrum that keeps us balanced. Yes, be cautious. You know, we haven't defied what has been requested of us. We're not meeting together in a building. We just come up with some creative, crazy ideas. You know, but we're not going to sit at home. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to be a person of faith, but I'm going to defy fear. Amen. Amen. Let's be that agent. Let's be that salt and that light around us. Everybody we come in contact with, everybody we talk to on the phone, everybody we're communicating with, let's be a voice of hope, a voice of life. Amen? Amen. Can I ask you a favor? Would you just, in the privacy of where you are in your car or whether you're watching online, would you just bow your heads for a moment? I want to pray for you. Maybe your relationship with God is not where it needs to be. Maybe you say, Pastor Randy, I'm not where I need to be. I'm not trusting God like I need to. And I want to come into a relationship with God. I want to give my heart to Him. I want to trust Him. With your heads bowed, wherever you're at, you know, maybe you're in front of your phone or computer, or you're sitting in your car right now. Can we pray together? Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for those who, their hearts are open. They want to trust you. Lord, they're sitting in front of their computer screen right now. They're watching their phone. They're sitting in a car. And they're listening to me. And I pray, Father, that you would infuse faith into their hearts, that you would give them courage to reach out, to trust you. If that's you this morning, would you pray this simple prayer? Just say, Jesus, I open my heart to you. I give my heart to you. And I trust you. Help me to be what you created me to be. Help my faith to grow. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Wow, if you prayed that prayer, God heard it. It's a simple prayer, but he heard it. And he took you at your word. And he wants to help you grow in that relationship if you'll take that step. Let me know if you prayed that prayer. You can email me at randy@vivechurch.com, but let me know that you prayed that prayer because I want to help you as well. For everyone else, can we pray together? Father, would you help us? We're people of faith, but there's fear all around us. There's things that are happening in the world that we don't understand. We can't control. It's out of our control, but you're not out of control. God, would you help us to keep the balance? Would you help us to keep our trust in you? Help us, Lord, to be the church and to be people of faith. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hey, listen, I'm so glad that you are a part of the service. Thanks for watching online. Thanks for being here this morning. This is kind of the new norm for us. So this isn't just a one-time thing. We're going to be here for a while. Not today, but, you know, till things clear up. But I want to invite you to come on out, be a part of the service. We're going to do 10 and 11 each Sunday. And then we'll be online streaming. And this gives us an opportunity just to kind of get out, right? I mean, some of you, you get out of your house, you know, and you get to get out without having to make contact with people. And so just thought it would be a great way of doing that. So on your way out this morning, when you came in, you received a bag, green bag. There's a Connect card. And if you would please take a moment and just fill that out. We would love to connect with you. You can let us know online that you're watching, and we would love to connect with you. Also, in that envelope is a giving, in that bag is a giving envelope. If you would help us out, continue to give to the ministry of Vive Church, continue to support what we're doing as a church. If you're not a member of Vive Church, that's okay. We would love for you to help us in the ministry. We'd love for you to be a part of our church. But we want to encourage you as you're on your way out, make sure you drop your giving envelope in there as well. And we look forward to seeing you again on Sunday. But before Sunday, let me tell you something that's going to be going on tomorrow night. And we're going to see how it goes, and we may do it multiple nights, but we're going to do a drive-in movie tomorrow night. If you've ever seen the movie War Room, we're going to be showing it here. Drive-in style. We'll have popcorn and all this in sealed bags. Everything's, we're gonna be real careful, but it's a great movie. On your way out this morning, you're gonna hear the trailer, and if you're watching online, you're gonna see the trailer for the movie War Room. You can watch it on your own if you're watching online, or you can come join us for the drive-in, and let's have a great time together. All right, so God bless you. Thanks for coming out. Look forward to seeing you maybe tomorrow night, definitely next Sunday. God bless.
Thanks again for joining us today. We're hoping that this message brought you to life. If you have any prayer requests or if you'd like to connect with our church family, you can email us at info@vivechurch.com or you can fill out the contact card section in our app. We're looking forward to hearing about all the ways that God is moving in your life. And until next time, go bring somebody to life.